Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate that. Beautiful, beautiful facility here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana as we broadcast with our friends Cheeseheads in Paradise. And joining us right now from the Hard Rock, the Vibe Manager. Did I say that right? Is that your official title?
Yes, it is.
Mary DeSoto. Mary, thank you very much. Give it up for Mary. Mary.
It's a pleasure.
Tell us what a Vibe Manager does.
Yeah. I am lucky enough to work with music, an artist, and memorabilia every day, and they pay me an all.
Oh, my gosh.
You are a lucky girl.
You do a wonderful job of keeping the theme of the Hard Rock. From the moment you check in and you get the paintings up there that you see, the bedding, I mean, you've got guitars embroidered on the pillowcases and on the covers. You've got so many pieces of memorabilia. Billy Idol's motorcycle, Elton John's outfits that he wore on tour, Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez.
The building we're in is called the Harmonica Building, right?
Right, yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. How about you golfed? The golf greens are named like Smoke on the Water.
And they're beautiful. Immaculate.
So, Mary, I have an idea. I have an idea.
Very important.
This is the biggest facility we have ever done our show from.
Okay.
It's very difficult to navigate. There are so many buildings, and they're 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B. Why not incorporate rock and roll and actually paint the tops of the building, and you can have the blue suede shoes building. You could have the yellow submarine building.
Just to identify it better. So at night, when you're walking back to your place, and maybe you've had a couple margaritas, you could say, take me to the yellow submarine.
Or and how then, about the Pink Floyd building? It doesn't have to be the whole building, just the very top of it.
Just give it a little color.
What do you think?
I love it. I love it. I will immediately say so.
All right. Yes. Okay, will you?
Sí,
okay.
Sure.
All right.
$1 million.
Can I come back when you do it and stay in one of the... Okay.
Give us a year.
So... how do you guys acquire all of this memorabilia? Do the artists offer it up to you? Do you actually go out and seek it to try to, do you ask them? How do you get it?
We do a little bit of everything. When Hard Rock started in 1971, the year I was born, I was not doing that. They started in London, and they decided that they were not going to bring artists to play. They were going to place a stage there, so the artists in London go there and practice. And one day, Eric Clapton was there, Peter Southend was there, and Eric Clapton says, every day I come with my guitar, and I give my guitar home. I bring it here, I bring it home. Could I leave it here? And this is my table.
Uh-huh.
And Peter Southend, that was there acting like a child, said, if he leaves his guitar there, I will leave mine here. So those are our first two pieces of memorabilia that are still at the Hard Rock in London.
Wow.
That's
they
a great
started
story.
Like that.
Yeah.
And the artists are like that. When they visit us and they walk around, they say, I want to leave something. I want to leave this. You go, no, wait. Wait.
Uh-huh.
There are steps that we need to take, because for us to have any of those pieces up there, we need to have a certificate that is, how do you call it? Authenticity.
Authenticity.
Thing.
Okay.
See,
okay.
We need to have a picture of a video of the artist using that piece for the people to make sure that it is from them.
That makes sense.
Do they have any, the artists, do they have any requests or requirements whenever they do bequeath you a guitar or an outfit or whatever?
Oh, no.
No.
They just leave it to us. Hard Rock International have around 88,000 pieces of memorabilia right now.
88,000 pieces of memorabilia.
So, and you guys do some sort of a tour that we can, when we're here, we can go see some of that. What's that all about?
Yes, I have 7 of you for tomorrow.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Mr. Coombs as well.
Mm-hmm. And so you just, is it a certain room or do we walk around the entire place looking at things?
What we do is we start in the group's lobby and we walk all the boulevard until the casino.
Okay.
So that way we see it all.
Awesome.
All our memorabilia are on the roof and in the boulevard.
And
so
something
we can
I'm finding
it.
Out, there's memorabilia that is hidden from some people. Like I discovered there's an Eddie Van Halen golf cart here.
Yes, it
Anyone
is.
Anyone know that?
No.
It is downstairs. It is downstairs.
Yeah, there's some stairs stuff all over the place
that's
here.
That's awesome.
What's the most valuable piece that you have?
Probably Elvis suit.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's why the blue suede shoes building would be so perfect. See?
And is there anything that you would like to acquire that you haven't been able to yet?
Oh, yes. We would love to have something from Pink Floyd, probably AC/DC.
Really?
We do have some, but we're lucky in others. Mm-hmm. But every 10 years, Hard Rock shuffles the memorabilia around. And we already started. As we have a boulevard so large, what we're doing is in stages. We already did the first stage that was the casino. So when we go into the casino, we will see that we have more current artists. So we can find a Katy Perry or Ed Sheeran that we didn't have in our times.
Wow. So you keep current with all the artists. Now, let me ask you this. This might be an uncomfortable question to answer. Has any artist ever offered something up and you're just like, no, thanks. We don't really want that.
No, we always take it.
You do?
Yes, because there's, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
You kind of see.
You just never, never know.
We have that a lot with new genres like reggaeton that comes a lot to these places. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I want to leave you something. Yes, thank you.
We'll just set that over here for later.
Do you ever have stars staying here?
Yes, we do.
Who was the last star that was here?
No, the last star was probably Marc Anthony. But we have here Ringo Starr from the Beatles. Yeah. He came, Ringo Starr and Friends. Mm-hmm. It's good to know that our main plaza is called Woodstock. Yeah. So he played at Woodstock in 2015.
Okay. Yeah. We stayed at a Hard Rock in Cancun 1 year, like 10 years ago, and Little John did a concert for us, like in the pool. Do you guys do that kind of stuff here too?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We do. And we have a disco, so we also have electronic music.
Mm-hmm. Are there any big celebrities staying here right now?
No.
Just us. Right. Just us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the cheeseheads in paradise. That's what it is. So as the vibe manager and being in charge of all this, what kind of staff do you have to execute your ideas?
I work with everyone, but my main concern, to say something, is that most of what I do is educational, because our youngs have not been raised by MTV like we did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about music, it doesn't matter in which country we were talking about the same artists and the same songs.
That's a great point, yeah.
But now everybody has new tastes, and they have it in Spotify, so they hear whatever they want.
Right.
So most of what I do daily is educational, to tell the staff, look, this is from...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the Doors.
Trust me.
Yeah. This one is from...
So younger generations can appreciate...
Yes.
Because they don't necessarily appreciate some of the stuff that we grew up with, or they don't hold it in the same regard. But that's... I think every generation does that to the previous generation. That's just the way it works.
But we had MTV.
Mm-hmm. So yes, we did. We got to see it, and we got to live it.
Would you like something from WKLH to leave here?
Please. Of course.
Yeah.
We can at least give her a magnet.
Right. Don't take down the Jennifer Lopez or Elton John stuff for the Dave Coombs shirt. But
I'll find a place.
I don't want to know where that place is.
The basement with the Van Halen golf cart,
maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having us here.
Pleasure.
Thank you for the information. And again, if you come into this Hard Rock, make sure to sign up and get the memorabilia tour. It's really, really fun. You said we have some of our folks coming tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate it. Mary DeSoto, she's the vibe manager here at the Hard Rock.